Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good morning, everyone. Coach Jack here for another episode of Grateful Thursdays here on Deep, Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. Today we will dive deeper into the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 21 to 25. He said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed, and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given to you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." Brothers and sisters, the good news of our salvation. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Mga kapatid, I want to reflect on two things from the gospel today. First was when he asked the disciples a somewhat common sense question na hindi ba nagdadala tayo ng lampara para i-share ang liwanag. Like if we have Jesus in our lives, it is not meant to stay there. That should be shared and spread all throughout the world. If Jesus is the light, we are the lampstand. Not like how it was said in the Sermon of the Mount, where that we are the light of the world. No, mga kapatid. And it is cleared here that it is always Jesus who is the light. We just reflect His light just like how the moon is to the sun. Kaya kung anong meron ka ngayon, well, tandaan mo, hindi yan meant to be yours alone. Or even our lives is just borrowed. Kaya naniniwala ko dun sa kasabihan na give more to receive more. Because just like how you share Jesus to others, Jesus will be more into you. And in relation to the second thing I want to reflect with, when he said, "For those who have, more will be given. And from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." Kung hindi mo kilala si Jesus at madidinig mo mga salitang yan, siguro sasabihin mo, ang unfair naman ni Lord. Well, what God gives, He gives for others. If He gives me a blessing, it is for others. Only by being faithful and serving others that we will be more blessed. That is why when someone is being given more, he is commanded to greater service of God and His people. Like the saying, great power comes with great responsibility. And we all see how this was proven by Jesus Himself, as He is the Son of God, but He takes the responsibility to redeem us from our sins. Naalala ko lang yung motto ng school namin, "Canusian is a sharer of God's love." Well, noong mga panahon na yon, it's just a mere slogan to me that we put in our projects. But as I grow and my relationship with Jesus grow closer, I now understand that knowing Jesus is not only for us, but entails a responsibility to make Him known all over the world. And my prayer for us today is that we may find in our hearts the strength to never be afraid of losing what we got. Huwag tayong matakap na mawalan, because everything, as in lahat ng meron tayo, must all be used for His own glory, for Jesus to be known. So, Thank you once again for listening every day here at The Deep. And always remember that gratitude is still and will always be the best attitude if you want to reach the highest altitude. God bless everyone.